What's up with Jessup? It's the only way to wake up. We state our views, state facts, and then afterwards we make up. From politics, business, to lifestyle, let's get this. Jessup Jong knows all the facts. He has no missed list. This podcast is your place for breaking news and hot takes. It's the only way to wake up. What's up with Jessup?
Welcome back to the Study With Me series. This is a new concept series in which I study and you get to have that peer pressure of studying together. You know, it's especially important when you want to keep yourself motivated to have some kind of timer and someone to keep you accountable. I would like to be that person for you. So you can, you know, start the podcast and then mute it and then just follow the time period and say, you know, this is a 20-minute podcast. I will be studying for 20 minutes. So you can literally mute it from now if you'd like. And if you're just, you know, curious about my studying process, then you can keep it with the sound on and you can study with me. And I will be putting on, minutes. I will be having a timer set and doing short bursts of studying. So let's get to it. All right, welcome back to the session. I will be doing probably 3 questions in 5 minutes. Let's start with that. Ready? I'm not going to be using my timer anymore, the Google timer. Rather, I'm going to be using this watch as my timer so that I can get used to using a timer with my watch. So here we go. This is 2 minutes late. Just the stopwatch itself is 2 minutes late, so I just need more practice being able to read this. So let's try to do this. Ready? And I need better lighting here. Okay. Ready, go. Wait a minute, just a second. I'm going to put on earphones because I'm getting distracted right now. So the way I do this will be, this is left, here it is left. I'm done. I'm ready to really start. The problem is I have to listen to music while I'm doing this because it's kind of loud outside. I do have an earphone jack. I'm just going to connect it to this right here. Just going to see if I have an app. Okay, so what I'm going to do is probably start a scene. Actually, let's play that out loud so that it's better. Oh, so much better. That's definitely going to help me focus better. Good. Now I have three questions I'm going to do. Ready? Go. Alright, I'm done. Let's see, that took me 4 minutes. Let's say 5. Let's say 4 minutes and 30 seconds. To be safe. 4 minutes and 50 or 30 seconds. Now let's rate it and see how we've done. 4 to 6. All right, we're good. Get all the questions right. And then I'm going to take a short break. I'll be back. I am back at it. This time I'm working on my research paper. The way I'm going to do this is by just picking one thing to work on, okay? So for today, what I'm going to work on is going to be copy and paste. The GDP data onto the Excel sheet. I'm going to do that by first. I need some scrap paper. So I'm going to open that up here. This, and then what I'm going to do is I'm going to start writing tasks. So the first task is to get these done, and then what I'm going to do is first copy and paste data. Actually, what I want to do is transpose this. So how do I do that? I go from here to all the way here, and then I go paste special, and then I go to numbers, formulas, and formatting. All right, so now what I'm going to do is connect the display by going in here and then connecting to the display. Very good. Now I'm going to bring this a little bit closer and let's see how we can do this. That I'm going to do is try to transpose this. I'm going to do paste special, and then I'm going to do transpose. And then I have to pick values only. Oops. Okay, so it did work. So let's copy and paste this like that. Then let's bring it into the Google Drive here. So I did transpose. Let's try to copy and paste that in the trend line here. So what we really needed actually is the GDP per capita. P per capita. So what we're going to do here is going to say copy paste capita first and then transpose it and then bring it in. Also, I have to start putting in the reference. So that it's 596, or it's 386. Now is that right here? 1993 is, here let's see, 1993 is It's actually 503, that's right. Or it's 735 here. GDP per capita. This one is the right one. So this is GDP per capita at 2015. So let's copy and paste this here. Let's copy and paste it here again. And then let's copy and paste it like this. In paste special by transposing it. Perfect. So now we can copy that, bring it here, and then copy and paste it from here. Perfect. Let's copy and paste it in here. Oh, so it's from 1990s. Let's only bring it from 1990s, and if I want that, where are the 1990s? Okay, so it's 23, it's line 23, and it's G. So it's G23 is what we want from here on out. Okay, and then all the way to 2017 is what we want. Then, so I did this once, I have to do it again here. So I have to copy, paste, I have to transpose, and then put it in the sheet. Copy that, copy and paste it here. Now let's paste special, transpose again. All right, and let's copy that again. Now let's bring it in here, starting from here on out. 645 is the end, and it should be, because that's all we have here. Okay, good. And so now what we're going to do is surgery total needs to be all the way up here, like this, like that. Perfect. GDP per capita. Now dailies are like this. And 47 should be done like that. So let's see what 28 is. 28 is surgical, probably. Let's see, 28 should be surgery total, and then 47. Yep, that's right. And then this surgery total should be the add of addition of H2, H8, H14, and then H20. Perfect. All right. So that should be good. Okay. So now it is equals sum of H49 to AI49. Perfect. Total. These are dollars. This should be shown in numbers. A million, 15 billion. Oh my goodness. $15.2 billion is the number. So where I'm going to go is go to the paper, overall paper outline, and then say $15.2 billion. Nearly. $15.2 billion. I can close that now. And close this as well. Let's see if it's actually 179 million in 2017. Nope, that's right. $179 million. Yep. That's right. And then let's bring this expenditure paper, number 8 footnote, into this one. Alright, so I did it. Put it in the reference layer here, copied and pasted it, transposed it, and I put it in the sheet. So very good. Up until now, that is about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 points that I've just made. That. Although, you know what? I might not need. I might not need more. But today is Tuesday. I can just write it in here, actually, if I wanted to. Paste GDP data is done. Now let's just find my work, what I have to do for the next one, and then I can call it a day. Send out tasks for this week. So let's first write it down by saying, all right, it's finished. Compiling the DALI's total economic impact. I think I did write up findings from the DALI's. Very good. right. So I think I'm going to call it a day for now. Actually, I'm going to need to go and turn on phone, go to WhatsApp, send message. Write down what Park asked for this week. Organize them and then send them out. So I don't need these. Now I'm going to call it a day. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next time.